It's a new life for me. Ooh. form of Dutch and Native American colonial exchange. A quiet country girl at first, living free of all the tall buildings, honking horns, and newfound underground railroads we know today. Playing quietly in the woods north of downtown Manhattan, unaware of her pending motherhood to sons named Renaissance and daughters named New Amsterdam's Hope. 1873, she became a city girl, though, still unaware of her coming reputation as what many would call the literary, musical, political, and creative capital of Black America, Lady Harlem. And after all that servitude, she would supply the ink that flowed from the pens of Hughes, McKay, and Dunbar. And their shared thoughts would soon become fertilizer for the new Negro's consciousness. On the east side, she would oversee barrio gatherings, stocked with rice, beans, and syncopated rhythms of Puente, Colon, Cruz, call it what you will.
To the little things you do, the things that make you, you. before anyone else, I'll think about your feelings. I won't half-step with you, and I'll be on the up and up. I promise, I promise, I promise. Dedicate my life to you. When it comes to love, we'll love God first. Don't listen to them who don't think you're model material. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. Don't listen to them who don't think you're model. I just wanted to write this and tell you, you are perfect. You're beautiful. I love you. Sincerely, me.
Thank you. back, no swag back. Said you loved me, oh so much. And you're just quivered from my slightest touch. You go away and come back again. I thought that you were my only friend. Now I know that my love was blind. Deep down I thought you were all mine. You're the one I can bring in the morning. You'll be falling in and out of my life when the pain and strife. We'll be right back.